everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Welcome to another Wednesday night on the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. Oh my God, is it freezing outside? What happened? You know, it's March. Don't complain about the weather, whatever. But man, I was not prepared for that this morning or this evening. But we're all here. So cuddle around your radio, get cozy, and rock out with us. I think that's the best plan for the evening. We have live music for you coming up a little bit later. Louder Than Milk will be joining us from Studio D. I'm sure we're going to have friends stop by. We usually do. So that'll be cool. Let's kick things off this evening with new music from Sarah Levesque. Their CD is called Beautiful Defeat, and we're going to listen to Back of My Hand.
The back of my hand. If I knew you like the back of my hand. If I knew you like the back of my hand. Maybe you'd understand. If I could trace every line of your face. If I could trace every line. Trace every line of your face. Baby, I know my place. Again.
Yep, and there we have a super short song by Psychic Dog. It is called Odorless Child, and I played it because, well, we should all aspire to be odorless children or near odorless children, because the opposite is not pleasant. Before that, we had the Cave Dogs on Just One Side. So sorry about that if you felt a little lopsided. Something's up with the station. Sorry, because vinyl's out today. But we listened to the Cave Dogs. We heard Step Down off of Meet the Cave Dogs, a 1990 release there. Before that was Lily Black covering the Cave Dogs with their version of Leave Me Alone off of a CD that is about to come out, I think, like super soon if it didn't, like last week. Before that, brand new from Anna Madsen. It was song is called Devil's Garden. It's coming off of the CD Whisper. And we started the set off with Sarah Levesque and her song Back of My Hand, coming off of Beautiful Defeat. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we will be having live music for you. We will be having special friends visit. It's the way we roll on Wednesdays. So hang out and enjoy with us. Next up, we have Nick and the Adversaries, and we're going to listen to the title track off of Give, Give, Give.
Of nowhere. somewhere before we end up nowhere. And no one's gonna compare there. I said it, don't forget it, get it. Cause you could see the best in me brushing off the dust to see, dripping up so tenderly. I will catch you. You could see the best in me brushing off the dust to see, dripping up so tenderly. I will catch you when you fall.
All right, so that was Chris Trapper. He came in a couple of years ago, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, actually promoting this CD called Symphonies of Dirt and Dust, and we just heard Best in Me, and I typed it horribly into our online playlist, so sorry, everybody. Before that, we heard from Nick and the Adversaries with the title track to Give, Give, Give. That came out a couple of years ago, but I just got handed it today, and that's pretty awesome. So our first friend who's visiting is Chuck from...
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not on. No, it's not. Gosh darn it.
Okay, is it on now?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, Chuck.
You want to know what I'm from?
Yeah.
Well,
because you say it better than I do.
Yeah, I play in a lot of bands, but I'm representing Cult of Point Break Society tonight.
Yes.
And Cult of Point Break Society is this... sort of a collective of area musicians, and what we do is these days it seems to be on an every other year or every 3 year sort of situation. It's supposed to be annual, but we tackle the works of a band that might be a little bit left of center of what you might expect a bunch of Boston area musicians to want to cover. And so what we do is we sort of like dig in really deep. We get into the whole philosophical side of what the band was all about and what they stood for, and sort of like try to get really into the, I would say, the aesthetic and the ethic of what the band is all about. And this year, we are tackling a band that's very, I think it has sort of a very, it's very divisive. You either love them or you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
That band is Steely Dan.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
You either
yeah.
love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
Or you have songs that are like, this is amazing.
Yes.
Because you had an amazing time.
Right.
With whatever you're doing.
Right.
Or it was like, God, that stupid CD would not get off the car.
Exactly.
Or like, that dude would not ever take it off the turntable.
That's right.
That's good.
But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. It's it's a super, I think for this, so in the past, we've tackled such bands as the last one, which is like 4 years ago now, was Velvet Underground. But before that, there's been Big Star, Neil Young, Slint, all kinds of stuff. And this is the most ambitious one yet. The music is not easy.
No. And so how many, so do you have like a set band and various singers, or are you switching out like whole...
Yeah,
chunks?
So we decided to break it into two sets. The founding member of the band, Rich Adkins, who he's currently not in an active band, but he used to be in the Future Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's a drummer, and because there's two drummers in the group, myself included, we're doing two sets of songs, maybe like 10 to 12 songs per set, and we're sharing most of the other musicians, except for bass players. We each have our own bass player.
Well, of course you do.
But yeah, there's a full horn section. There's a horn quartet, you know, two guitars, bass, two keyboards. We have three backing singers. It's pretty ambitious. I think all told, we're up to about 16 people.
Not on stage at the same time.
Yes. So the only difference would be that at one point, you will have one of the bass players won't be on stage,
mm-hmm.
but the other drummer will be playing percussion,
uh-huh. right,
for the other drummer.
Right,
you know? So,
right.
So we're all going to be jammed up there pretty much. Yeah.
So are you choosing songs from like a particular era, or is it like an album, or is it just kind of, how are you doing that?
It's scattered. We spent several months actually going back and forth about which songs we would do, and there was a lot of input. Rich actually had, you know, he felt the strongest about which songs, but at that point, that was about half of the songs total, and then the rest, everyone else pretty much contributed to. So it spans the whole career, and it's like from the first record to the last record.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And when is this whole thing going to get shown to the world?
We're having two shows. The first one is this Saturday night at Thunder Road in Somerville. Playing with us is Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys. They're gonna kick the show off for us.
Nice.
Then we'll do the two sets. And then the week after, almost a week after, Friday the 31st, we're doing a slightly more intimate setting at Lily Pad.
Slightly?
Slightly, yeah. A little more intimate. Yeah, you could say that. So we figure that the Thunder Road show will have most people mm-hmm. going to that one, and then this is going to be sort of like the spillover show for people who couldn't go to that one, and mm-hmm. And for the people who, you know, actually loved it enough that they want
do
to come
it again,
out again.
Do it
yeah.
again.
So, and playing with us at that show will be a band called Yankee Power. So it's going to be fun. We're going to, you know, it's three full sets of music, two of those sets of Steely Dan. So it should be pretty exciting. There's members, the members comprising this year's Cult of Point Break Society, you know, it's a lot of well-known Boston bands like the Rationals, Eddie Japan, the I Want You, Lifestyle, Viva Gina, even someone from Boston Rock Opera. So we have a pretty star-studded cast, and we've been working on these songs about a year now.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. I like when like special projects kind of get built around like either an idea or a theme or a reason, and
yeah.
just like people can kind of come together that don't normally play together to produce something.
And
unique.
That's, I mean, and that is true of this. That a lot, like this combination of musicians have never played collectively before. So it is going to be. It was fun to see it all come together, and you know, there were moments where we were all pulling our hair out of our heads because mm-hmm. it's not easy music to pull off. But at the same time, I think when it's all said and done, we've all probably grown a bit. from this, musically, at least.
So do you have, like, a director of music that kind of, like, coordinates? I mean, if you have two full mm-hmm. sets, like, is mm-hmm. it, like, mostly, like, the first set is going to have, like, rehearsal for, like, these weeks and the second set, or how do you guys
yeah,
do
yeah, it's funny. You know, we've done that in the past. The Velvet Underground project, for instance, it was, we did four separate records, and each record was a different grouping of musicians, and mm-hmm. so each of those groupings had like a leader, if you will. This time we decided that we were gonna like have everybody kind of part of it, like entire, like the whole group of us part of, like present for all of as much of as many of the rehearsals mm-hmm. as we could have. Each band, you know, the drummer, we would be referred to as Rich's set or Chuck's set, but other than that, musical direction was sort of kind of split between a few different folks. Rich had a lot to say. John Donaldson, one of our keyboard players, had a lot to say. And I'd like to give a shout out to John, especially, or as a lot of people know him as JD. He's in the I Want You. He did a hell of a job coordinating, getting the rehearsals and the agenda for each rehearsal, because there was so much
Great.
Music to play.
Yeah.
You had to be sort of prepared going into it. So, but as far as like a musical director, that was sort of a shared responsibility, I think, where more of like the senior members would sort of contribute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I guess that's always like the, you know, who has to like, you know, play mom, right?
And right.
Like herd everyone together,
yeah.
make sure you get to rehearsal.
Yeah.
What are we going to be practicing today? What are our goals?
Right.
Can we just go over the agenda, please,
yeah.
for the meeting so we can get out of here on time?
Yeah, that was definitely JD. He was sort of the den mother, it turned out. We joked that he was the Cult of Point Break Society secretary, and it was really prevalent this go around. He did a great job on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's go over one more time where you guys are performing. It's Friday night?
Yes, it's going to be Saturday night. This upcoming Saturday night, which is going to be at Thunder Road.
Nice.
In Somerville. And that's going to be with Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys. They're going to open for us, and then we've got two full sets. You can go online. The Cult of Point Break Society does have a Facebook page. And if you go to the Thunder Road website, they have the ticket link. And then the next show is Friday, the 31st of March, and that's going to be at the Lily Pad. Definitely get your tickets ahead of time for that one. It's going to be a little bit tighter fit.
Smaller room.
And I'm going to be interested to see, you know, there's, like I said, there's that love or hate relationship with Steely Dan. A very misunderstood band, I think.
It is funny. I mean, because you're right, that even for myself, I'm like, there's, you know, the albums that I have.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
And I remember
like
that point in like time in my life where I was like, oh, this, I got to play this as soon as I get home. But then there's like other stuff was like, oh, whatever.
You know? Yeah, it's funny because like they I feel like they just like they elicit either like that real enthusiastic response or that no, and I think they get pegged wrong. They get like thrown in that yacht rock category.
Yep, yeah.
But they're so not. Their lyrics are so subversive and cerebral, and I mean they sing about like drugs and prostitution and
who doesn't like
failed relationships. There's not a single love song in their canon, you know. So they're not singing about sailing the ocean and, you know, having drinks on a yacht. You know, it's a little bit deeper and darker than that, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you very much for
coming
in.
Thank you for having me.
And plugging the really cool shows.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we probably can't play any Steely Dan right now. But
you'll
just have to come out and see us.
Yeah, that's always the challenge when you're not playing your own music.
Right, right.
But that's cool.
But you could play any number of those bands that we just mentioned. So.
Yeah, and I will, because
awesome. Now
I have something to go look for.
Right on.
Cool.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure, thank you. We're going to play now some Cold Water Flat. Just last night, speaking of band projects, I was at a show of a group of people that got together to play a bunch of XTC.
Oh, I heard about that. How was that?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
at the Lizard Lounge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love XTC.
So, Paul Janovitz put this together. He used to be in Cold Water Flat.
Right.
And we're
going to
play some Cold Water Flat
right now.
Because that's how we do it around here. Listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Started beating. time. Everything I own reminds me of myself. All the things I've done, I take them from this shell. I carry every standing all by myself.
fault to nag you down. All your little Chinese whispers dissolve in fits of nervous laughter. And is this really what it's all about? Jeez Louise, there must be something left of us. Jeez Louise, there must be something left of you and me. So often thoughts in future tense get tangled.
There we have it, folks, a little collection of songs. That was Cora and Ashley with Jeez Louise, coming off of New Lion Terrace, released a couple of years ago. Before that was Senor Happy with Even the Score, coming off of I'm Sorry, from 2004. And we started the set off with two songs by Coldwater Flat because I was liking it a lot and talking. So, more Coldwater Flat for you. We heard Mistaken and Magnetic North Pole coming off the self-titled CD released in 95. You're listening to All the Time with Mikey D on WMFO. Please stay tuned for Louder Than Milk. They will be joining us in Studio D. A little bit. Next up, we're going to hear some Faces on Film. As soon as I had pulled it out earlier and I get all confused. And now we're putting it back in so we can all listen to this lovely song. And we're going to check out Beginners. We are indeed going to do that right now. WMFO Medford.
Times I